I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
How you dare? How you dare? It's your boy Ty Roxon. I am excited to be talking to you all today because this is going to be a state of the union. Essentially, I'm just giving you a rundown of what's been going on with me, what's been going on the business side, as well as the professional side and even a personal side. So I just want to, you know, catch up with you all and let you know what I'm doing. And then I'm going to do a top 10 book list because I read a lot and a lot of you always ask me to share my recommendations. So what's been going on with me? My biggest goal last year was to secure a book deal. And fortunately, I was able to secure a book deal recently with Wiley Publishing. So I'll be working on the book on connecting across cultures in divisive times. Many of you know that was the reason I started the podcast. That's the reason I do what I do today. And that's what I consult and speak and write on for the most part. So I'm really excited about that. I do think we live in an interesting time today where we need to practice moral courage and understand the art of nuance. And in divisive times, a lot of times it's very easy to sort of, you know, swing on the pendulum, you know, ride that pendulum from extreme to extreme. And my hope is to give people a framework, you know, educators, parents, as well as workplaces, a framework that they can apply to themselves to understand the people around them. And that's what I'll be spending a lot of my time in the first quarter of the year doing. The goal is to have the book out by the summer and do a book tour probably in the fall. So if you have a venue or if you want me to come to your city, let me know. I would love to. You know, I'm actively open to different places currently nationally in the United States, and then hopefully I'll do it internationally next year. But the goal is definitely to spend a lot of time sharing a lot of these things with you. And you can see the day-to-day if you follow me on Instagram at Ty Roxon. I share a lot of what I do when I'm writing or when I'm preparing for speeches. So that's what's up professionally. I'm also going to be doing more masterclasses. I noticed a lot of people liked the Year of Your Voice, the Year of Your Voice masterclass, right? So in addition to me being passionate about teaching you all how to connect across cultures, I want to also prep you all to be the leaders that can do that. And the Year of Your Voice is essentially giving you the tools that you need so you can become a thought leader you need in the industry that you desire to be in. So there's that. Look for updates for that. I'm also going to put the online course to the last masterclass that I held in the show notes, so you can also check that out. And that's really it on the professional side. You know, my role as a writer, speaker, consultant, and public intellectual in the field of cross-cultural communications is really to just take in everything that I learn, take in everything that I listen to and observe, and disseminate that to you all. Let you know what my thoughts are when I feel that you might be interested in hearing, and also give you access to people that are thought leaders in the field. I really feel like we are at a time where we are looking at ourselves in the mirror and determining who we want to be for this current generation and the next generation. And I am on the optimistic side. I know things look dire for the most part, but I'm on the optimistic side. And I believe that we will definitely overcome a lot of the difficulties that have been put in front of us. So 2019 is the year of your voice. I believe it. I sincerely know that many of you will step into your greatest years. And I look forward to sharing the book with you and doing the masterclasses with you. That being said, a lot of what I do on the personal side is read, right? I am a complete nerd. Many of you know this. And one of the best ways I always tell people to become leaders is to read. And you need to read if you want to stay on top of things in your industry and just to be well-versed in general about life. And as such, this year, I set a goal to read 60 books by the end of the year. But it became pretty clear that I was moving at a very rapid rate. So I then ramped it up to 75, and then I continued to read at an even more rapid rate. So when I got to 75, I set the goal at 100. And I just finished my 100th book, which was incredible. You know, what's called is The Mandela Way by Richard Stenger. And it is incredible. I got to tell you, you know, I'm obsessed with Nelson Mandela. He's easily the biggest influence in my life outside of my parents, right? Him and Oprah Winfrey, but Nelson Mandela was someone that I looked up to, have looked up to, and continue to look up to now. And it was just a nice way to end the year with that. So for the rest of today's podcast, I want to share my top books for 2018. Now, these books didn't all come out in 2018, but there were books that I read in 2018. And many of you always ask me for recommendations. So I want to share them with you so that you can then decide if you want to read them or not. But I really, really, really encourage you to take a look at these books because they did a lot to help me with my growth and my way of thinking this year. The first book that I'm going to recommend is a fiction book. I read mostly nonfiction, but this is a fiction book by Tomi Adeyemi. And the book is called Children of Blood and Bone. Now, if you're a huge Harry Potter fan or fantasy or YA fan, young adult fiction fan, you would love this book. Now, the reason why I particularly love this book is because I could relate to the characters even more. The characters actually are from my tribe in Nigeria, the Yoruba. Yoruba is a tribe in West Africa. And it's based on the mythology and the deities that exist in this part of the world. And I loved how it tackled identity. You know, I loved how it tackled ways to really step into your purpose and go into your light. And it's definitely one part of a multi-part book, her, and it's going to be one to look out for. It's already been picked up by Fox, I believe, so it's going to be eventually turned into a movie. So it's one to really start following. You know, you remember Harry Potter took 7 books. This is the first book of what's going to be several books. And if you want to get started on a fun adventure, this is one that I would recommend. Children of Blood and Bone. It's got something for everyone. I'm a 29-year-old, and I love it. I'm also a big kid, so I also was able to relate to both aspects, the adult in me and the child in me. So Children of Blood and Bone by Tomi Adeyemi. The next book I want to recommend is I Am Malala by Malala Yousafzai. Now, I love Malala. Malala is easily one of my favorite people in the world, and she is a champion for education. But this is basically, you know, a memoir style, you know, book where she details everything she's gone through in her young life and how she sees the world. And I think it's a good book for people who maybe haven't traveled a lot or who aren't aware of what happens in many parts of the world, which is the idea of how patriarchy can exist and limit education opportunities for people, which is how autocratic governments can actually impact the options and opportunities that many of the citizens have underneath them. I love the book because it was such an honest portrayal of just what can happen when you choose not to fight for what you believe in. And I love her passion. I love her conviction. I love her courage. And the way she comes on the other side of you know, getting shot and realizing that, hey, if not her, then who? If not now, then when? You know, and it's a great reminder that we all have something within us if we choose to step into a power. So I Am Malala by Malala Yousafzai. Definitely check it out. Highly recommend it. Up next, I have The Hate U Give. The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas. The Hate U Give is a phenomenal book. It's, you know, it's a basic portrayal of what can happen when there's when cops and people in minority communities interact. And it's set in a town where a cop wrongly shoots a black kid, and what happens after that? What is a good cop? What is a bad cop? What do you do when you need to stand up? And the character that witnesses the shooting, Star, she lives in a part of town that isn't, you know, affluent, but she goes to a very affluent school. It's a private school. So she sort of has to go into this place where she code switches all the time. Her boyfriend is white. She's black. How does she understand how to deal with who she is as a black woman while witnessing the injustice that she just did and hide that part in school? Or does she hide that part in school? You'll have to find out. But The Hate U Give is following the trend of, you know, the I Am Malala book. It's really about finding your courage and being a voice and really stepping into who you are and owning your identity. A lot of the themes that you're going to see in the books that I read have to do with identity, and it's incredible. I highly, highly recommend it. Up next is So You Want to Talk About Race by Ijeoma Oluwa. She's so funny in the way she explains and brings up scenarios, but the book talks about everything you need to understand from systemic oppression, systemic discrimination, police brutality, privilege, white privilege, and she basically explains, you know, the concepts of what it is you need to do if you want to talk about race. Many times people are like, I don't know if I should talk about this, or I want to talk about this, but I don't know how to talk about this. This is basically your know-how to do that. This is your manual, you know. This is what you need. If you come from somewhere where you think of yourself as an ally and you want to work with people that you consider skeptics in the field, this is a book that allows you to, one, paint the picture in a way that is relatable for people, but also understand just why it's important for allies to exist. You know, like I said, it's a manual. It's very easy to understand. It's full of advice. It's full of various anecdotes, and definitely allows you to see the larger picture and understand the details, how the details connect to the larger picture. I definitely recommend it, especially if you aspire to be in a field of making an impact, or you want to make an impact, and maybe sometimes you feel like you don't have the vocabulary. This is something that's incredible for you to understand. It's a great book. And like I said, it covers things like police brutality, culture appropriation, microaggressions, white supremacy, and how to be unapologetically you in the process. Definitely cop it when you have the chance. The next book I have is, well, that escalated quickly, Memoirs and Mistakes of an Accidental Activist. This is by Francesca Ramsey, who has an amazing show, by the way, on MTV. It's called Decoded, and you can catch it on Facebook, you can catch it on MTV Digital, but it is incredible because it really talks about her being an accidental activist. She's a comedian and she's a commentator on identity, race, and culture. But when she released a YouTube video called What White Girls Say to Black Girls, she was met with all these queries from media outlets who wanted her to be the face, wanted her to be an activist. And as she was discovering her identity and figuring out her place in the activism world, she made some mistakes. And she explains all that as well. She talks about how you can handle trolls, you know, how you can handle calling out people, and how you can handle the nuance of race, identity, online activism, and really communicate in today's world. She also has an amazing glossary of terms. If you're someone who is an ally, this is a book for you. If you're someone who is not an ally, but is someone that's from an underrepresented group that all of a sudden finds his or herself as the voice of many people unfairly or fairly, this is also a book for you. It's got something for everything, and I love her funny quips. She's hilarious, hilarious. So it's serious, it's funny, it's necessary, and it's important. Well, that escalated quickly. Memoirs and Mistakes of an Accidental Activist. Check it out. So those are the first set of books. And as you can see, the theme across all those really explores identity, activism, using your voice, speaking out, and understanding how you can do that if you don't know how to. Those books that I just mentioned give you a nice insight into other perspectives, but also arm you.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
With ways that you can open dialogue, right? We need to open dialogue more and extend conversations instead of being just reactive, right? The next set of books, these ones from 6 through 1, these ones are focused on mindset and philosophy and really just opening your mind and embracing the stillness within yourself. There are many ways we sabotage ourselves when we try to do something, when we try to open a business, when we try to become the best versions of ourselves. And these books really help you break down those limited beliefs and then step into your greatness. Okay, so here we go. Next book is Who Says You Can't? You Do by Daniel Chidiac. I hope I'm saying his name right, by Daniel Chidiac. But it's a phenomenal book. Daniel, you know, had a moment in his life where he realized he wasn't living his truth and everything around him was failing. And he had to really pick himself back up, really break down every limited belief that he was acting on. And then he came out on the other side, a much more successful person than he ever imagined. So this is a journey of self-discovery and how you can get awakened in your power. It really offers a nice personal step-by-step guide that I feel like is applicable to anyone. And I recommend it to everyone. This has 7 steps for basically helping yourself rewire your thought patterns and shift your focus. I love Daniel's style of writing too. It's just like he's actually in a room next to you, sitting in front of you and saying, "Hey, buddy, this is what you should do." So check it out. It really changed my perspective on how I approached many things. Who Says You Can't? You Do by Daniel Chidiac. Next up, you have Your Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. This was a game changer for me. I am someone who's always had this nervous relationship with money. Sometimes, you know, the way I grew up, asking for money or even just thinking about making money was seen as something of a negative light. You know, even the stereotypes around money, it made you seem like you were arrogant. And she really just made me understand that making money actually makes you more of who you are. It also gives you opportunities for you to become the person you say you want to do and to help the people you say you want to help. And her affirmations, her storytelling style, or her saying it to your face the way it is, was something that really resonated with me and really helped me with you know, things like, you know, whether it's manifesting or whether it's really just having a positive mindset about making money. She has several scripts that you can say to yourself. And if you're someone that has a talent but has a problem, you know, asking for the pay that you deserve, if you're someone that has a mission to impact lives, millions of lives in the world, but just haven't quite gotten around to valuing yourself the right way, Your Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero is phenomenal. Check it out. Next book is Insight by Tasha Urick. Tasha easily became one of my favorite people this year just because of who she is. As if you follow her on Twitter, you definitely should check out her gem. She's incredible with how she just takes all these complex bits of information and just makes you just reflect. And you're like, whoa, that was deep. That was very deep. And it's incredible how she dives into a lot of these things. But Insight is a book about developing self-awareness and becoming more fulfilled. You know, the subtitle is The Surprising Truth About How Others See Us, How We See Ourselves, and Why the Answers Matter More Than We Think. I think in a world where many people like to put people in boxes, we sometimes forget ourselves. You know, we don't really know ourselves as much as we think we do. And this book really allows you to break down all those walls and things that you might have forgotten. And she, you know, she uses her experience as an organizational psychologist to help you develop skills that allow you to better listen and observe the things within you, and also look at the things externally. And I think it's incredible the way she writes as well. But there are several things that you're going to learn. The 7 types of self-knowledge that self-aware people possess, the 2 biggest invisible roadblocks to self-awareness, how to stop confidence-killing habits, how to hear critical feedback. So it's not just a book that's telling you what to do. It's showing you how you can do things, as she shows with her 3 building blocks of self-aware teams. You know, it's not just individual. It's also for managers. It's also for parents. It's also for people who just want to improve themselves. But Insight is a great book. It really made me look deeper within myself than I even thought I could do. So check it out. Insight by Tasha Urick. The next book is Mastermind, How to Think Like Sherlock Holmes by Maria Konnikova. Now, if you're thinking about Sherlock Holmes, what do you think? You think of the greatest detective in literature, right? He's right there. And his style of coming up with the knowledge of just how things came to be is incredible. But what, you know, Maria does in this book is just give you a nice mix of entertainment with neuroscience. And she shows how the author, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, you know, basically approached this fictional London crime solver and used those sophisticated mental strategies, because she then breaks it down in a way that you can do to yourself. I came away from this book understanding how to be a better observer of my surroundings. And I was like, wow, I've always taken those things for granted. And now I am here just looking at things from a different perspective. I used to, after reading this book, I would walk around and be like, wow, I bet that person didn't notice that. And then, you know, I'm, you know, a goofy person, so I had all these internal dialogue with myself. But it's a phenomenal book. I like I said, with insight, many people think we you know, they know themselves, but they don't actually know themselves. It's the same sort of thing here. Many people, you know, just often walk around things without actually seeing things. So this allows you to build that skill set. You know, in today's world, we need to see each other for who we really are. We need to be able to look at context. This gives you a phenomenal way to look at context. And she herself, the author, she's the author of two New York Times bestsellers, The Confidence Game and Mastermind is the second one. But she is someone that has an intense focus on psychology and culture. And I heard she's working on a book on poker, so she really understands human behavior and the mind. So check it out. Trust me, you won't regret it. You will not regret it. Mastermind, How to Think Like Sherlock Holmes by Maria Konnikova. All right, the next book is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Are you seeing the theme? This is all about the mindset here. And mindset is important for me, and I think many people really, really need to work on rewiring their mindsets in order to be successful. And this is just that, you know, it mixes science, it mixes his experience as a chiropractor, researcher, speaker, and author. And it allows you to basically look at the aspects of yourself that you feel like are pulling you down, and then understand how meditation, how losing your mind to create a new one is important, and then how to basically create safe systems that allow you to exponentially grow. You know, Dr. Joe Dispenza, if you've ever heard him speak, if you've ever heard him in an interview, you know that you will always come away with some actionable step. And that's exactly what he was doing. I couldn't put this thing down. I mean, I was listening to it in my audiobook, and I just kept going back and forth and back and forth. I was like, wait, what did he say? And I think his approach to really allow you to understand how your roadblocks and your personal roadblocks really affect your potential is incredible. Because there are many authors that would say something like that in a similar way, but you sort of gloss over it because it's you know, it's cookie cutter. His is different, right? Because I specifically like how he talked about overcoming your environment. That's one thing that is always a pushback from people. People are like, well, my environment, right? So he has a process that you can apply to yourself there. And then also the aspects of your body and going versus survival versus creation is something that's incredible. So he allows you to go from someone that thinks of doing to basically someone that is being the person that you're supposed to be. Love it. And last but not least is Principles by Ray Dalio. Let me tell you something, okay? This is a brilliant book. This is, first of all, from one of the most successful entrepreneurs, investors, and people ever. And his unconventional style is one to just admire, because I was reading this book and I was thinking to myself, man, this is a thick book. So I hope it's not something that I regret reading. But as I started to read it, I really related to him because his backstory is incredible. This is a guy that was broke and then had a comeback story, and then had a moment where people started to really think differently of him, and then he continued to build himself up. So it's not just like, oh, this guy had a silver spoon and everything that happened to him. He had moments where you could see him going up, and then moments where he came down, and you're like, okay, how is he going to pick himself back up? So I was rooting for him as well, even though it was a nonfiction book, and I was thinking about just how I could apply those principles in my life. And I love it because it's not just for the workplace, it's also for your life. And he is not shy about why he is, you know, unapologetic about this system. It's a book that really shows you the benefit of radical open-mindedness in today's world where people aren't as open-minded. It shows you just why it's important, how you can practice that at home and in the workplace, and then how you can truly grow. The third section of the book really covers how to foster and build a mastermind group organization. So it's not just you doing this. It's something that you can do with your family and your group of friends and replicate. I think that this should be taught in schools. I think that this should be, you know, taught as retreat programs. I think it's something that everyone needs to apply in their lives, and it's something that you will all gain something from. So if you like memoirs, it's a good book. If you like self-help books, it's a good book. If you like honest, authentic, actionable books that have great steps that you can apply immediately, this is a great book. Principles by Ray Dalio. Check it out. That concludes the top 10 or top 11 books that I think you should read as we go into 2019. This has been a phenomenal year. I can't thank you enough for everything that you all have journeyed with me on. You know, I was able to get my first book deal, which is just shocking and humbling to hear. I'm going to be doing my fourth TEDx talk in February. I'll be doing more talks, so stay tuned for that. I'll let you know. You all really resonated well with the masterclass of the Year of Your Voice, which once again, it's about building your career out of your platform. And I can't wait to do more. And I started this podcast while I was running around the city trying to figure out who I was in 2014 and build a platform. And you all have been able to show me that my hypothesis of showing people how to connect across cultures effectively and to commit to radical self-awareness is what we truly need to build the next set of global leaders. So thank you all for helping me prove that hypothesis right and giving me more opportunities to do that. I love you all. Happy New Year. This is going to be the last episode of the year. So happy New Year, and can't wait to talk to you and see you all in 2019. So till next time, or till next year, use your difference to make a difference.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.